Great Friday, and welcome back to the show. This is your girl, Sister Kimberly Silas, and on today, September the 6th, 2019, we want to reaffirm your health is your wealth. I am over the moon excited on today, people, so I just want to first, before I get sidetracked, is start off as we normally do with the highest level of energy that we possibly can. And I always like affirming who I am and getting in a comfortable place. So wherever you are, I want you to just take note to your surroundings. If it's chaotic, I want you to go into your quiet inner space and just begin to affirm with me that I will hear the voice of the Holy Spirit within. I will lead and not follow. I will create and not destroy. I am a force for good. I set new standards. I defy the odds. I am a leader. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against me in judgment shall be condemned. I am a champion. I have everything I need, and this is my season. It is my turn. I am humble. I am happy. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am strong. I am whole. I am a champion and shall never be broke nor broken another day in my life. I insist that I live the fullest of life and all that God has for me. And I am confident that my future is bright, because my attitude is right. Woo, that always gets me pumped. I love that. I love that. I love that. That's one of our sister girl affirmation prayers, but I kind of put my own spin on it. But today, or this quarter, we are going to revisit entrepreneurs stop placing a clearance sales tag on your time and your talent. Now, I noticed that we've got extra guests on today, so please, 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 if you would like to participate, just, I believe it's the 6 on your keypad will raise your hand in the audience, and I can call on you to participate. But we are discussing the theme of entrepreneurship, and oftentimes as entrepreneurs, we begin to feel a lack of confidence. And in doing so, we inadvertently begin to send messages that we don't believe in our product, in our service, or that our journey may be just over pretentious. And as a result, we begin to physically place discounts or clearance tags on our gifts. And I know that it's a lot of internal work that needs to be done, but physically, in the physical, in the real time, these are things that we do. There was a young lady recently that I encountered at the Atlanta airport. She sells homemade popcorn, and I mean the homemade butter popcorn. She has cheese popcorn. She has caramel candy corn. Her popcorn recipe is delicious. It takes a lot of patience, a lot of intensity, and a lot of passion. Well, because she made more than she could actually get rid of at one particular time, she began to discount it to get rid of that batch. Well, guess what happened? Moving forward, every time she tries to sell her popcorn now, they want the discounted rate. So I was offering her a suggestion that in the future, when you have more than what you can, than what you anticipated, the best thing to do is give it away. Go back to the people that have patronized your business and tell them, I appreciate you for patronizing me, and as a gift, I would like to offer you a bag of popcorn to share with a family member or a friend. That does a couple of things, people. Number one, it doesn't discount the quality of the product. It does not discount the quality of the product. Number two, it gains a loyal customer. That customer said, wow, she cared enough about me patronizing her business that she thought enough to bring me a free item. They consider it a gift. And the third thing that it does is it opens you up for more customer base. Because what are they going to say? Don't use anybody other than this popcorn company. And that's just as simple as it is, people. So with that being said, we're back to stop placing a clearance tag on your times and your talents, because you are worthy. And God would not have given you this seed, this inspiration, or the gift if he did not intend for you to fully move forward with it in confidence and execution. And that's what I wanted to share on today. But there's a couple of things that I wanted to bring up. We left on last week about confidence, building your confidence during weary seasons. And we all have them. You know, like we're talking about entrepreneurship. We're talking about strengthening our inner person. And sometimes, you know, there's this gospel song, and it's, and I'm not going to try to sing it, people, because, we're not going to do that on today. But the words of the song say, sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to be your voice and be victory during your test. That means that everybody, number one, doesn't know what you need, and number two, if they knew, would they be willing to keep you encouraged during difficult times? So sometimes you must encourage yourself. I like to think all the times you must encourage yourself. I'm a writer. I love to write. Every morning when I wake up, I write in my journal just to give me vigor and energy and insight throughout my day. And on yesterday, maybe a couple days back, I began writing that I refuse to accept the spirit of melancholy. Melancholy is when absolutely nothing is wrong, but you just feel blah. You just don't want to step up and face your day. And I said, I refuse to accept this spirit of melancholy, because I know that if I step outside of what I physically believe I'm seeing and feeling, that the spirit, that God will move me into greater opportunities and greater set of circumstances. So I am going to approach this day with all the zeal at my command. And I wrote about it. I drank my coffee. I did a little exercise. I started moving around, people. And guess what? I forgot that I felt like that. I completely forgot that I was feeling that overwhelmed. So it's so important, and I just love this particular platform. Your health is your wealth. You know, what good does it do us if we've got millions and millions and millions of dollars, but we don't have the physical health or the mental health or the spiritual health to appreciate it? So I am so grateful for this opportunity. It's a form of cleansing. It is cathartic for me to share what I'm thinking and feeling. A lot of times our callers don't chime in. I really wish more often we would, but they always text or email me and say, thank you, Kim, I received that message. So what I am feeling on today, let me share with you guys something real quick. I have a mentor that has been mentoring me for over 15 years. This woman is an international speaker with the Les Brown Network. She's affiliated with the T.D. Jakes Ministry and Creflo Dollar, and she's literally all over the world. And she's been personally mentoring me as a sister and a friend and inspiring me to greater levels. And I just love hearing her talk. So recently we were talking on the phone, and she said, Kimberly, there are three types of people in the world. And I was so intrigued. I sat forward and I positioned myself to receive this message. And she said, it's the ISP. If you are able, take some copious notes, because this is powerful. The ISP, I stands for instigator. Those are the people that talk about it. Yes, indeed. Those are the people that talk about it. The S is spectator. Those are the people that watch it happen. And the P are the participators. Those are the people that make things happen. So, Kimberly, you have to decide, who are you in your life in the ISP? Are you the instigator talking about things? Are you the spectator watching things happen, or are you the participator making things happen? And I had to be completely honest with her and with myself. I have at one time, or maybe consistently, been all three of these people, because I'm quick to say what I think should be done. Or what I see, I'm talking constantly about what I interpret things to be. That is an instigator. When I sit back and watch things happen and I wonder if I could or should or could I do that, that makes me a spectator. So I'm watching things happen. And am I participating in making things happen in my life? I would have to say yes. But deciding between one of the three, I would much rather be the participator in my life. And it just took me full circle to like, wow, this is huge. And it's true once you think about it. I mean, we may all at one time be all three of these people, all three. We've done it before. We talk about it. We watch it happen. And we did nothing to make a difference. That could be all of us at one time. But where do you choose to land? And I choose to land as the participator, making things happen in my life. And listen, people, I'm so incredibly grateful, not just for this, and I understand that I'm getting sidetracked, but, oh, goodness, I guess it's been a little over a month ago. My house flooded. My kitchen flooded. A pipe burst in my kitchen, and, you know, I tried to wet back. And every day when I come downstairs, water has reaccumulated. Long story short, I had to call my insurance company, and they immediately sent a water restoration team. Within minutes, they had ripped the floor and cabinetry out of my house. So as a result, I've done all the right things. I've gotten contractor quotes, and I'm trying to be responsible and not jump and operate out of emotion or desperation because I want my house back to normal. But I've been real still in this moment saying, Kimberly, worse things could have happened, and you're fortunate that you have insurance and that your home will be taken care of. So make sure you get the right quote and the right contractor. Well, in the midst of that, I had an emergency down in Florida. I had to get away, and I went to my parents in Central Florida, where I stayed for a little over a week. The day before my departure, people, my transmission went out on my vehicle to the tune of $1,600, okay? I'm due back at work in 48 hours. So a spirit of confidence, hear me, people, because the old Kim would have panicked. The old Kim would have been rattled to the core. But a spirit of confidence came over me. Worst case scenario, I will have to call my job and tell them that I need an extension. And if that extension is not granted, then I will return to Atlanta and pursue other employment options. But I had to take care of the matter at hand. Long story short, my parents took care of me. They made sure that I was comfortable. I did not mention, you guys, I've had some blood pressure scares on top of that, excessive spikes in my blood pressure. So my parents made sure that I was well, that I was comfortable, that I was in a healing state of consciousness, and that I got back to Atlanta safely. I am now driving my father's vehicle, which is a nice little two-door truck, and I will be driving that truck for maybe a month until I am able to return and get my vehicle back. But I said all that to say this. Everybody is going to face challenges throughout life, period. Life comes with a series of challenges day to day. We must position ourselves continually to consistently evolve. And that's one of the messages that was given to me early on as an entrepreneur. Do not paint yourself into a box. Do not enclose yourself to where you are not flexible to receive new insight, new opportunities. Always remain pliable. And so I'm so grateful, you guys, that I didn't panic. And I realized that I am evolving spiritually, physically, professionally, financially. To whom much is given, much is required. And that's where I'm growing in my own personal level of accountability and perception. I know that I have to go back to Florida. That's going to be another 7-8 hour trip, a 16 hour trip actually, because I have to consider my return. But right now, everything is okay. My house is still under construction. I do not have cabinetry. I do not have floors in my kitchen. I have finally found, let me tell you something funny. I had a contractor come over yesterday, and he was trying to sell me, of course, on updating the theme of my house. And this guy was so incredibly insightful and influential that I was tempted to consider his options. But he was explaining to me how a lot of my thought process is steeped in family tradition and old ideas. And until I am willing to open up to receive new ideas, I'm going to get a little bit the more of the same. So if that makes sense to you guys, what it brought me back to is God will not put new wine in old wineskins. And I am always on this platform preaching about elevation, inspiration, self-improvement. And this person had to come into my life to reaffirm the fact that, Kimberly, you are steeped in old tradition. You're asking God to move you to another level, but you're stuck here. I had to call my mother this morning and say, Mama, do you mind if I do some painting to some family heirlooms? Because I don't want to get rid of them, but I do need to update and receive new. I need to receive new. And I said that to say this. Please, entrepreneurs, please, individuals, please, people, hear me. It's okay to have tradition and be proud of your legacy, but we must remain pliable. We must always be willing to receive insightful information and not be afraid to move forward. And do not be afraid to receive the blessings that God has for you, because trust me, he's bringing them. And it just really made me kind of reflect for the majority of the evening into this morning. Wow, how many blessings have I potentially overlooked because of my unwillingness to move into a new season, unwillingness to cleanse out the old to receive the new. Oh, I'm excited, you guys. I am really, really, really excited. I'm excited about this season. I am seeing progress in my personal spiritual life. I am recognizing progress in my professional life. I love the opportunity that has been given me to host this platform, because I am recognizing that it is impacting the lives of others in a positive way, and I'm so incredibly grateful. And everything is coming up roses. It's crazy how that works. And I don't know. I believe it's Kairos time. What's in our time, the physical, is in the speed of light in God's time. So I am just going to be comfortable and sit back and do my footwork, do what I know that I can do for me to keep myself encouraged and to also attract a team of entrepreneurs who also have the same vision for their respective gifts that I do. So we are just going to keep one another encouraged and just start accomplishing some of our goals. But I just believe that God has great, great things. I want to talk about something quickly before we run out of time in respect to entrepreneurship. And I know you guys are going to think this is crazy. Keeping a calendar is paramount. Keeping a calendar is paramount. I am constantly involved in activities and events, and I'm scribbling things down here. I'm scribbling things down there. I don't necessarily understand my Google Calendar as well as I should, I have a smartphone that's smarter than me. And so I'm always all over the place when it comes to my scheduling. That's nobody's fault but my own. But in creating a goal and being specific, we must be organized. And my Google Calendar or my smartphone calendar is training, future training for me. But what I have is a calendar, a daytimer notebook calendar. And I write all of that information out in my notebook so that way I can keep up on my event. And the second thing, hold on, I'm sorry, you guys. I just took a message. I apologize. Please forgive me. And the second thing is being specific and list the steps. Please forgive me, you guys. I need to bring our very own Dr. Nathaniel Dunlap in with us. Dr. Nathaniel Dunlap Jr., the visionary behind this platform, my mentor. Please forgive me, Dr. Dunlap. How are you on today?
I'm doing great, Kim. You had to stop what you were saying just for me. I just wanted to be on the show with you. That's all.
Thank you so much. I apologize. I was going in and going in, and I was saying, okay, I know that sound. Let me check it. And it threw me off. That's what it did. But I was sharing with the audience my limitations when it comes to managing my calendar and how important it is when creating goals, being specific, and listing the steps that we keep an accurate ledger and writing it all down.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't have a comment on that. You're run with it.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Dunlap. But yes, I was sharing, and I'm sure you were here on the line, how confident I feel during this season. I can't put my finger on it. I can't necessarily explain it. I believe it's just a season of evolution where I'm coming into a level of confidence. I pray for confidence. I pray for consistency. I pray for success and accomplishment, but I feel so incredibly confident, and it's not on today's hashtag was trusting God and winning. I can't give any one specific person credit for what I'm feeling right now. I think it came through a season of prayer and meditation and just consistent footwork, because the things that I have in front of me, Dr. Dunlap, should be frightening me. It should be frustrating me. A month, maybe a little less, my doctor said, Kimberly, these spikes in your blood pressure aren't normal. And initially we considered that it was a bad reading or me running through the hospital to get to my appointment on time. But every week I was testing really high. Fortunately, I need to report that it has leveled off to normalcy. And it's been that way for a week, but it was enough to rattle me into consciousness saying something that you're doing is not appropriate. Something that you're doing needs to be corrected. And Dr. Dunlap, I really believe, as I said with the calendar, a lack of organization, number one, I'm all over the place. Instead of being more organized and systematically plan out my tasks, I'm just taking them as they come and using the other database of memory to schedule my events, and it's not the best place for me. What happened was I became frustrated, and I began eating sporadically, not necessarily unhealthy foods, but not eating consistently and often as I should. Long story short, it spiked my blood pressure. And we all know my brother was healthy, Dr. Dunlap. My brother worked out every morning. He prayed. He meditated. He was inducted as an elder the Saturday before he passed. His life was peaceful and harmonious, but he ignored the blood pressure warning. We think that, it'll go away, and it doesn't. So that really alarmed. I didn't even want to share with my family what I was going through because it was so alarming to everyone that I had high blood pressure. Fortunately, we are not using medication at this time. I'm able to get proper rest, hydration, diet, and exercise, and monitoring. We monitor daily. And every day my blood pressure is really, really doing good. But it brings us back to the theme of your health is your wealth. What good does it do to make millions of dollars when you're not healthy enough to share it with your family and friends or even enjoy it yourself? So I am incredibly excited about this season. It really took me to a point where I had to sit back, stop doing so much, and pay closer focus to what's really, really, really important. And Dr. Dunlap, I am attracting so many entrepreneurs who are desperately operating in silence. They're operating in silence because they have these passions that they want to exhibit to the world, but they don't know how to say, my job isn't sufficient. And because a lot of times the job covers the family, the mortgage, the children, the tuition, it covers everything except that passion that they have to pursue their own entrepreneurial vision. And I am attracting so many people that said, Kimberly, where do we start? And we really, really, really start right here on this platform, just talking about what we're going through and just stepping forward from there. So I see two callers that are afraid to come on to share today. We're not going to hold them hostage, but hopefully we can speak after the call. I am on Facebook at Kimberly.Silas@Facebook.com. I am on Instagram at Silas Kimberly. And you can inbox me, instant message me, and we can touch base from there. And we also have the visionary behind this call. Dr. Dunlap is here every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 for the PRF table, which is discussing your resources, your finances, your possessions. And it's a very interesting conversation on being an accountable steward over your conscious understanding of your finances. I don't think it's that we lack, it's that we don't understand the empowerment that we have. I think we are more empowered than we give ourselves credit for. So that is very interesting. Yeah, I think that we are more empowered than we give ourselves credit for. And we continually operate in the same level of misunderstanding, doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting different results, or being surprised at the same result. That's even more bizarre, Dr. Dunlap. That's even more bizarre.
Let me say this. Let me throw this out here, Kim. You know, the title for your show today is Make a Habit. Are respectfully declining non-productive endeavors. And I just want to encourage you and others listening that, you know, you mentioned how there's a bunch of people that you've been attracting, a bunch of entrepreneurs that you've been attracting saying, where do we start? You start with yourselves. See, there's no need to talk about the ones who are not doing anything when there's a group of people that said, I'm ready to do something. Now, here's what has to happen. Mm-hmm. Those individuals, those that who come together have to understand that this is a communal thing. You are not a successful entrepreneur without a tribe or a community, period.
Yeah.
You're just not. I don't care what anybody tries to tell you, because you're not paying yourself. You're not buying your own products. You're getting it from other folks in order to be successful at whatever you're doing. Here's one good way of cutting back on having to even respectfully decline non-productive endeavors. So mm-hmm. let's say you're selling. I don't want to be stereotypical. You're selling a food item, right? And this food item, this plate of food that you're selling is $10. That's what you set your price at. And then you got people that say, man, this is a little bit too high. And the person that says, well, you know what? Let me go ahead and drop it down because they're not buying it at $10. And then you start selling it at $8. Well, what happens when mm-hmm. those people that's paying $8 don't want to pay $8 anymore? Then you're faced with the dilemma, or that person is faced with the dilemma, well, do I need to drop it down to $7 so that I don't lose my customers? at the end of the day, whatever your price is, if you do the research, it's better to start at a lower price and inch your way up than start at a higher price and back down off of it. Because it says exactly what you said. You are devaluing whatever it is that you're offering to the people. And lo and behold, don't let it be a service. Don't let it be something of your time. God has given us all of these abilities. And I'd be doggone if I'm going to devalue my time. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to devalue what I know I am actually worth. So we have to deal with the self-worth part of this whole thing. Just don't do it. And the other thing I will say is this. When there's people that are ready, we can do something about that, Kim. We can set up another day where we come together. You know what? If you're serious about what you say, let's come together. Let's come together. Let's all talk about our ideas. And let's see, if it's 20 of us, let's see which one of the 20 endeavors we can all come behind and we can push. And we can push your endeavor this month, everybody. And then next month we push somebody else's endeavor, everybody. And a month after that, we push everybody's endeavor. Because the truth is, we're not going to really get anywhere as an island unto ourselves. It takes other people. And you want to have like-minded people around you. And I'm saying this to the entrepreneurs out there. You've got to have like-minded individuals around you. Because if you don't have them around you, they'll always be scrapping. And this ties into what you said, Kim, about the time factor, about the calendar. See, a lot of people are entrepreneurs, or they say they're entrepreneurs, or they say and they claim they're CEO. Okay, whatever, I hear you. But the truth of the matter is, when you work in a full-time job, that's your side hustle. Point blank, that's your side hustle. And so how do you get to, from your side hustle to make it your main hustle, right? To make it your main career. You have to work that thing. And the only way you're going to be able to work it is having people around you that's going to be able to help push it. So while you're sitting there at your 8-to-5, you got somebody like me that doesn't work a 9-to-5, right? I can be posting stuff on Facebook if we're all part of the same tribe. But if we're not, then when you get off work and you're tired, you got the kids, you got the husband, you got the wife, you don't put in as much time as you could. So we had to just be smart about it. And I'm telling you, those little things will help individuals to not put a clearance tag on our time and our talents. I promise you, because I'm not doing it. And so if folks want to know, ask me how I do it. It is not all about just telling people no or even respectfully decline it. It's I'm not going to start off that way. But see, I have to learn that. It's not something I had to learn that the hard way. So why not take my experience of learning that the hard way and make it your experience today before you get out there? It only makes sense to me. Good talk.
Thank you so much. This has been an awesome, awesome show. Thank you, Dr. Dunlap. And I received that. I actually scribbled that note down. Your job is your side hustle. That is powerful. Thanks, everybody, on today for tuning in with me, your girl, Sister Kimberly Silas. And remember, your health is your wealth. Thank you, and we will be back again on the third Thursday of the month, which is Friday, September 20th. So thank you so much. Make it an amazing, fantastic Friday, and have a great day.